Jason Arant, now in prison for the 2004 murder of Craig's Lori Waterman, has refused to testify in the trial going on now in Anchorage against his former girlfriend, Rochelle Waterman. So yesterday, jurors heard recordings of Arant's testimony in the 2006 trial against Rochelle Waterman that ended in a hung jury. Arant said he murdered Lori Waterman because he believed she was abusive toward her daughter. In testimony he gave in 2006, Arant said Rochelle Waterman had wanted her mother dead.
When you asked her, what are you going to do? And she says, it'd be better if my mother weren't around. Did you ask her what she meant by that?
Well, yeah.
And what was her response?
That she thought it would be better if her mother was dead.
And what was your response?
Well, I was obviously trepidatious about it, but I loved her, and I told her that I would do anything for her. Okay. So at that point, I decided that I needed to enlist some help.
That help came from Arant's close friend, Brian Riddell, who was the one who abducted Lori Waterman from her home, dosed her with wine, and drove her into the woods, where Arant joined him in a botched attempt to make her death look like a drunk driving accident. Defense attorney Wells calls Arant a liar. "Do you lie on the fly or do you think about it?" he bellowed at Arant in the recorded testimony. Wells then, as in the current trial, paints Arant as a manipulator who drew Riddell into the plot by telling him Rochelle Waterman's life was in danger from her mother's abuse. Earlier in the week, this is how Wells pursued Riddell, who had testified that Arant had acted as a go-between, never allowing him to speak directly to Rochelle Waterman.
It seems to me, looking back on everything, that there was a lot of places that he lied. I mean, there's places...
Objection, Your Honor.
Riddell's testimony is interrupted by Assistant District Attorney Gene Seaton. Wells was making the point that Arant had a way of changing his story under questioning.